There it is. That means we are ready to go. It's Bob Almanac and live from the fair with no sleep, it's Jim Erickson.
And you know that what I call the other Almanac, it's been around slightly longer, but we're taking the world by storm when it comes to almanacs. The Farmer's Almanac is saying we got a brace for a polar coaster. They're calling a polar coaster, frigid and snowy, for our winter of 2019-2020. So I thought I'd slip that in there. That's the other Almanac. Look out, we're coming after you, Farmer's Almanac. We've got a lot of momentum. Wednesday, August 28th, 240th day of the year, 125 left to go. I want to say hello to Jay and Becky. They're here just for the Almanac. Becky's an Almanac convert. Jay had to get her to like it, so I hope you like this. But again, it was a late night last night, and we'll have a lot of Weird Al references just to get us through it here today. 1830, the first American locomotive, the Tom Thumb, races a horse-drawn car from Stockton and Stokes Stagecoach Company from Baltimore to Ellicott Mills. And history does record that because of mechanical problems, the horse won. A horse was seen tampering with the little pressure gauge and valve on the steam locomotive. And the horse, actually, there was some sabotage that was done there. The horses had a lot of money, had a lot of grain on that particular race. So it was a big betting event, 1830. 1907, American Messenger Company. You probably have never heard of American Messenger Company. It was started by two teenagers who were kind of weird. Their kindergarten teacher knew that they were weird, Jim Casey and Claude Ryan, because when they were in kindergarten, teacher asked them what their favorite color was, and they said brown. Are you kind of getting where I'm going here? That American Messenger Company started by those guys. What can brown do for you? A United Parcel Service, UPS, in Seattle, Washington, began on this date, 2007. In 1922, Neil, I hear your voice on a lot of commercials. I'm assuming you probably voiced this one as well. 1922, the first radio commercial aired on WEAF Radio, W-E-A-F, New York City. What do you think of the price here? I know you do a lot of on-air pricing for advertising. A realty company bought 10 minutes for $100. In 1922 dollars, that's a lot of money.
They paid a premium, I would say, but we thankfully don't sell too many 10-minute commercials.
No. No, the Almanac is more than 10 minutes. It's voluminous, but it's a commercial. I don't know what it's a commercial for. If it is, it's for silliness. 1922. How about in 38, Northwestern University awards an honorary degree to the ventriloquist dummy Charlie McCarthy. I think he kicked for the football team for a few years, didn't he?
I think he did. Edgar Bergen.
Yeah, they had some lean years there at Northwestern with the Wildcats, 1938. 63, this is very historic, of course, on this date.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
That video, that audio will live forever and ever. Dr. Martin Luther King delivered that speech on this date, the Civil Rights Rally in Washington, D.C., 1963. Neil, you were five. Do you remember that?
You know, I can't. I've heard it so many times outside of that, the original, that I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, I was not yet in kindergarten. My birthday was in September, and I was still at home with my mom. There was a pretty good chance I witnessed it.
1971 on this day. You know, I'm not Steve Forbes. I'm not that money magazine guy that rings the bells and the buzzers and tells you to go bull or bear market. But this date, the U.S. dollar is allowed to float against the Japanese yen for the first time. I don't know what that means, to float. Did they put them both in water and they raced? I don't know. Another version of the America's Cup. That was 1971. It is proven, though, that the American greenback dollar is much more buoyant than the Japanese yen. I think we proved that in 71. How about in 72 this date?
100-meter freestyle, a gold. The 200-meter freestyle, a gold. The 100-meter butterfly, a gold. The 200-meter butterfly, again a gold.
A mustache that Burt Reynolds was jealous of, ding. Mark Spitz won the first of his 7 gold medals in the 1972 Olympic Games. That was 72, and that was a cameo from the legend, Chris Schenkel.
Recently, doing the voiceover
on that. 1972, Mark Spitz, 2005.
Good morning, everyone, from Biloxi, Mississippi. As the laws of physics are being tested this morning in the Gulf of Mexico, very, very low pressures here. When Camille came in, it had a 905 millibar pressure. This one, not too far behind, and had, with more intensification, we could be looking down the barrel of a very dangerous hurricane.
Oh, yeah, it was Katrina on this date. Neil, how are your millibars here this morning? Tell me what you got for millibars.
They're fine. They're resting comfortably.
They're better than the centibars, I'm pretty sure of it. So that was Jim Cantore, Weather Channel. They were getting ready for Katrina on this date. You know, if there's anybody who I want to have in a storm, it's Jim Cantore.
Sure.
It was about a year ago today and this time, and it wasn't him, but it was somebody else, I think, from the Weather Channel, where they were kind of faking how strong the winds were, where he was, like, bracing, and then there were people walking behind him. Do you remember seeing that?
Yes.
Were just kind of strolling along, walking their dog or whatever, and they weren't having any problems. This other guy was bracing like he was going to get blown off the planet. That was about a year ago that happened.
That was silly. Yeah, that was stupid.
And they got roasted on social media, and deservedly so. 2009, this day.
Well, Kira, this is the press release that was just handed to us a short while ago by the coroner's office. The headline here is that they have determined that Michael Jackson's death back on June 25th was a homicide.
Either he was doing what Michael Jackson wanted or he was totally incompetent. Again, Michael Jackson. That was 2009 here this day. We got that news from the L.A. coroner's office. I think we're ready for birthdays now today. It's time for some, you know how I like my rock. I like it just like, I like my Sweet Martha's cookies soft.
Mm-hmm. Don't give up on us, baby. Lord knows we've come this far.
This is soft rock. And it might even be real syrupy.
You're right. It's a little too soft.
I love it. I love Dan Hill and this guy David Soul. One hit wonder, of course, he was Hutch and Starsky and Hutch. But then he decided, you know what, I can sing too, and I'm going to have a number one hit. We can still come through. Oh yeah, you know, I nearly lost my head last night. You know that. David Soul, 76 for Hutch of Starsky and Hutch. Happy birthday to him today. How about these drums? A little bit of guitar work there too. I think that's Terry Kath on the guitar, if I'm not mistaken. And it's Danny Serafin on the drums for Chicago. He had a bit of a falling out with the group. He's no longer with them. Maybe he's back with them. I thought he was not, but it says he is the drummer here in my notes. You might want to fact check that for me, Neil. Danny Serafin, 71 today. This guy here, he hated to see Donnie born, because this was the guy, he was going to be the big star of the Osmonds. Nobody knows about him anymore. They've never heard of Wayne Osmond. He's the second oldest of the Osmonds. He was destined, he was going to be the next Elvis, they said, and then Donnie was born. And he's still bitter to this day, Wayne Osmond, as bitter as an Osmond can be. You know, I mean, you grow up where they grew up and had that family, they're not very bitter. He is 68 today. At least when they're singing about the one bad apple, that's the bitterness there. It's the apple. Wayne Osmond, 68.
Go ahead, call him. I'm sure he's home. It's his night to meet with the other escaped Nazis, isn't it?
I hate you!
I hate you more! If hate were people, I'd be China!
If hate were people, I'd be China. That's Daniel Stern. He was one of the City Slickers. Jay, he knew that was City Slickers. That's why he loves the Almanac, because I don't tell people what the bit is before we go into it and they can guess it. I mean, that's the key. That's why they love it, and that is Daniel Stern. He was also, of course, he was one of the bad guys. He was outside the house in Home Alone, couldn't get in because of Macaulay Culkin. And he's having a birthday today. What is he, 62? We're dealing with the wind here again, Neil.
Oh, boy.
It's tough under these conditions.
And now the moment this crowd has been waiting for, and how is this going to work? Completely different skaters, known to be enemies of one another, combining to be the first male-male pair team in the history of the sport.
Oh, either the locked-in technical style of McIlroy will not mesh with Michael.
There's Scott Hamilton. You know, he's pretty serious when he's talking about figure skating, but there he is in Blades of Glory. Nice cameo by him. Happy birthday. He's 61. He's one of the greats, as you know.
Yes, he is.
Enjoying yourself?
Three sheets to the wind, man.
I'm so happy for you. But it takes the edge off, doesn't it? So where's your old date tonight?
Oh, no date. It was a bathroom incident.
Pardon me?
They just call her Stifler's mom, and apparently that whole underage drinking thing, that wasn't anything that she was concerned about.
No.
She was facilitating at her house. I don't ever think she got booked, but that's Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom, 58 today. You saw her on that Two Broke Girls program as well. Jack Black.
No!
I'm an overweight middle-aged man. Wait a second! Where's my phone?
He was so good in Jumanji. You know, he's so good in so many movies, and he's a great musician. What's that group he's with? Is it Tenacious D?
I think so.
I saw somebody with a... they had a T-shirt that said Tenacious D in 2020. He might be running for president.
He
I
might.
Don't know. Jack Black is 50 today on our birthday list. What time is it, Neil?
It's TV theme time, Jim.
And this theme is the 90210 theme. I didn't watch the big reunion, 90210, but I heard that it was fantastic. Huge ratings and not cheesy at all. Jason Priestley, he is 50 today. Everybody wore sideburns like he did once this show came out. I was too busy puking. Jason Priestley is 50 here today. We have Darby Hendrickson, former Minnesota Wild, Minnesota Gopher, born in Richfield. He has the Hendrickson Foundation. He's just a great hockey player and a great person, a member of the community here today. He is 47. Leanne Rimes is 73. I miss Shania Twain.
Oh,
is 54.
We'll probably
play some Shania.
Not 73.
She's 37.
Yes.
Sorry.
There we go.
I was here till midnight. Leanne Rimes. Of course she's not 73. Don't even go there. 37 is old for her. She's been around forever. And Honey Boo Boo is 14, by the way.
No.
And usually when it says reality personality, I run away from that like, you know, it's the pooper scooper coming down Judson Avenue. But she's 14 today just because that show's a train wreck. But what reality show isn't, right?
I would
14
say,
for Honey Boo Boo.
It's hard to find them that aren't train wrecks, and that's certainly at the top of the list. Gone but not forgotten today. We start with our former First Lady, Lucy Ware Webb Hayes. So many of our First Ladies had
more
like
names.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 names. I just love it. So Lucy Ware Webb Hayes was born on this day, 1831, was married to Rutherford B., of course. Cartoonist Jack Kirby, you know, we credit Stan Lee with a lot of this, but he's a guy who created several popular comic book characters, including The Incredible Hulk, The Fantastic Four, and Spider-Man. Jack Kirby, born on this day, 1917. Remember Nancy Culp? She was Miss Hathaway on the Beverly Hillbillies.
I want to hear exactly what you said to Granny, and what Granny said to you.
Well, upon my arrival at the Clampett Mansion, imagine my surprise to find them arrayed in their Sunday finery and having a square dance. Look who's here to help us celebrate the holiday, exclaimed Mr. Clampett, happily. What holiday? I inquired, innocently. Possum Day, he replied, earnestly. Well, you...
Never mind the Tom Swift.
That's a great
dialogue.
Day at the Clampett's, is it not?
That is Nancy Culp. That was her character to a T right there. She was good. Nancy Culp, born in this day, 1921. She was the secretary for the entire run, I believe, of the first Hawaii Five-O show, Peggy Ryan. She was born on this day, 1924, and she was actually very good friends and acted in many different movies together with Donald O'Connor, who is also celebrating this day. You know, Gene Kelly was the star of Singing in the Rain, but for my money, Donald O'Connor stole the show. He was equally fine. He was born on this day, 1925. 1929, you cannot forget about Roxy Roker.
Well, I guess that leaves you and me.
Yeah, it's been a bad night all around, ain't it?
Well, don't just stand there, Shorty. Get down.
Well, she could get down. Of course, her son is Lenny Kravitz.
Yes, indeed.
Once George Jefferson starts to dance, it is over.
That is good. You can get down. Roxy,
like the almanac.
Roxy Roker, born on this day, 1929. And one more. Actor, Emmy Award-winning actor Ben Gazzara was born on this day, 1930. He was in the TV program Run for Your Life, I do believe. And many other movies and shows. Ben Gazzara, 1930. And they're gone, but not forgotten. Your fact check. I show current Chicago drummer is Walfredo Reyes Jr.
Not Danny Serafin.
No mention of Danny Serafin in the current lineup here that I'm seeing on their website. So there you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That is it. The Bob Almanac wrapped up. You have one more item of business here. And before I let you, rest for a little bit, because a long stretch of tunes is about to come your way, would you like to start it with Alan Jackson and Don't Rock the Jukebox, Ronnie Millsap, Why Don't You Spend the Night, or your new favorite gal, Joe DiMacina, in Downtime?
Let's let Jay and Becky choose. Alan Jackson, Jay and Becky, they say Alan Jackson.
That's the way we're going. The Mega Bobathon is next.
Broadcasting from Bobtown at the Minnesota State Fair.